Proclamation number 4703 of 2nd of August, 1949. Various apostasy from God. Different distances. You were given the grace to live as a human on this earth and thus to be able to achieve the highest degree of perfection, if you use the grace in a right way. It is not arbitrary that you are authorized for this course of development by the creations on this earth, but recognized from my wisdom and joined by my love you walk on this earth. Although countless possibilities to mature exist in the universe for the spiritual, that once was insubordinate to me and shall return to me. But the course of development is a benefit on this earth, that can lead beings to the brightest light and most powerful strength. But it is also a very hard school to complete it. The spiritual has volunteered, that already has a certain level of maturity once, so it has revived other stars before. But this also can develop up from the deepest depth in the bounded will and may gain the greater advantage, as it passes this test of earthly life. It can be a true child of God, who possess all the rights and all the power of the Father, so it can take the Father's legacy. In the most intimate union with God and supreme bliss, who knows about the eternal salvation plan of God and about the original ground of my doings and work, he is to ask often himself, what I am determined to bless just this earth with my personal presence, to attract the meet and walk among my creatures as a teacher and model. He is wondering, what I am determined to bless this work of creation, the earth, and to come to aid the inhabitants in their ascent to salvation. It is the spiritual, that was perfectly created by me, that was apostated from me by free will, but the break with me was not equal to all beings, it was argued differently and has happened in various ways, so that the resulting distance from me was just different in size. The former light beings plunged in the deepest depth and the outer darkness surrounded them, while others retained a glimmer of recognition, even indignant, climbing up to the light again. And so are the conditions that allowed a return to me, different, and there were necessary various possibilities to mature, which my works of creation offer in manifold versatility. Deeply fallen spiritual requires a process of maturity, that requires all the hardships, but also promised certain success, however always taking account to the free will, so never compulsorily leads a return to me. The spiritual, which must go back the path through the creations of the earth, therefore has been in greatest distance from me, but in the stage of a human almost near to me. But now it must go the final step only in free will and has to pass a short, but severe test of will, then to enter into the original relationship to me and to achieve his original quality, to be an eternal blissful being. The course of development is probably easier on other creations, but does not lead to the ultimate aim, to a complete union with me, to the right childship to God. What for you humans probably is also difficult to understand, because these spirits were not sunk so deeply and still should not reach the highest height. But a glimmer of knowledge was left them, so their guilt was so far greater than that they were able to find back easier but remained in a distance from me, until they too could reduce by my love and mercy the distance to me on those creations under less severe conditions, but also with less high aim. Also they can be blessed creatures, but the grade of bliss is so different, but will never reach the grade of a child of God, of a spiritual being, who will use his will in a right way in spite of most difficult conditions and is therefore holded and pulled up by my love, to be blessed eternally in union with me. Amen.